Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
All right, here we go. It is Tuesday morning, live at the Billboard Tough Studio, the Boomer and Geo program on this Tuesday morning, March 19th. G off and running somewhere. As Al just said on the warm-up show, he is flying to some tropical Caribbean island, which is somewhere where Boomer has come back. I know a lot of people were wondering, had Boomer quit? Did Boomer retire? Did Boomer leave the program? No, Boomer is alive, well, and ready to rock, and he's going to tell us about his trials and tribulations on the golf course over the last few days. We've got lots to get to. We've got the Jets. We've got the Giants. That's coming up at some point later on in the program. Lots in the NFL. We've also got the Knicks' resurgence. As we can be live on The Fan and CBS Sports Network, last night at Golden State, I am telling you right now, and it pains me to say this as Boomer settles in for the morning, the Knicks can win an NBA championship. I really, honestly believe, I cannot believe I'm saying this. That's how good I think this team is, as they've now won the first three games on a four-game road trip. Who gives a crap what they do in Denver tomorrow, or Thursday, rather? Pretty impressive night last night without OG Anunoby, without Julius Randle, without Mitchell Robinson, and yet they got Jalen Brunson. Morning, Boomer Esiason. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry.
Nice to see you.
Great to be back. Thanks, bud. No, I was gone for 4 days. You would have thought that the world ended around here with all the stuff that was going on, and watching CeeLo and Al get in a fight, watching Charles Barkley go after Aaron Rodgers the way Aaron Rodgers went after Jimmy Kimmel, watching you and Gio go back and forth screaming and yelling about different things around here. I mean, it was almost hell breaking loose.
I didn't yell and scream about anything.
Well,
more Gio and Ryan Clark and
Tiki
Barber.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I mean, everybody's going after each other these days.
Mm.
I mean, it's amazing, actually. And by the way, let me be the first. Happy 50th birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You are 50 today, my man.
I am. This is what they tell me. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dick.
Thank you, Boomer. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate it. Yes.
No, yeah. So last week, man, I'll tell you, between the Gerrit Cole stuff, the DJ LeMahieu stuff, what the Knicks are doing right now, how the Rangers are playing, the good news about Ryan Lindgren, all the stuff that happened in the media last week, I was glad I was on vacation.
There's a lot going on last week. You know, I'm out, and so I'll give you a little, I was going to do this at 7:45 since you brought it up. What the hell? So I'm out in Minneapolis last week where Maryland did beat Rutgers at the Big Ten tournament. And so I was doing the show from WCCO, and I guess it was, Eddie, was it the first day I went to the radio station where Al and CeeLo were going at it, or was it day two? You remember it was day one, right? Whatever, doesn't matter.
Day one.
So I get to the radio station. They couldn't have been better. Great host. Put me up in a nice little studio. Great connection.
Free
so
snacks?
So I get there.
Did they have free snacks?
No, they did have free coffee with Snickers creamers.
Oh, they did?
Which was interesting. Okay. But whatever. So I get there at about 5:15 local time, 5:15 out here. And I plug in the headset. and I just hear Al yelling at Chris, and Chris yelling back at Al, and then the next thing I know, Chris is walking out of the studio. CeeLo's walking out of the studio. I'm like, what the hell is going on? They go to break. I get myself settled. Al's by himself taking phone calls, and Gio's calling me saying, are you listening to this?
So I'm disagreeing. Okay. Would you like me to just agree with everything you say? Do you find that to be compelling radio? I disagree.
God, you never stop talking.
I'll tell you what, Al. I'll turn the mic off, and you can do the rest of the warm-up show yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I have other things I can do. I can go get audio.
Go freaking do them.
Very good. See you later.
All right.
Go freaking do them.
I had a buddy of mine. So that morning, I wake up. I have a buddy of mine who sends me, I don't know, a very long email about this exchange, saying that, you know, WFAN is turning into The View, and that these guys are fighting, and CO left the studio, and I'm like, man, I'm on vacation. I don't give a rat's ass what they do.
Just be okay when we get back.
Yeah,
no one cares.
Everybody be solid when we get back here. So you and CLO are okay? You buried a hatchet?
Oh, yeah, we're all good. Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, we got fired up about our topics.
Do you remember what was that fight about?
Aaron Rodgers.
It was about Aaron Rodgers and how everyone was just kind of running with the story as if it were fact about his conspiracy about Sandy Hooks. And I was like, we have no proof of any of this.
Right, except for the woman who wrote the article who says that he said to her the things that he said.
A long time ago.
Right, 2012 or 13 at the Kentucky Derby or something. So there could have been cocktails involved. Who knows?
He could have just been needling her.
Right. And then that led to Gayle King and then Charles Barkley piling on, right?
Correct.
Basically, they did to Aaron Rodgers essentially what Aaron Rodgers did to Jimmy Kimmel.
With the suggesting of the...
Of Epstein Island, that Jimmy Kimmel was on Epstein Island.
Yep, absolutely.
And if you remember that morning, I was crazed. I was like, you know, look, I'm not... all about the politics and all the other crap. I was just like, if I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. 100, even though he didn't say it, he suggested it.
100% he suggested it.
But this was the classic, he said, she said, we read a headline and we just run with something as if it's fact, and it wasn't. And it was a complete waste of time for a couple of days.
It's fact in the minds of Pamela Brown. She was the writer, or the CBS, CNN correspondent who wrote it.
In her mind, yes.
Yeah,
but he's saying he didn't say that. She's saying he did.
Right. She felt comfortable going with it, and they supposedly have a second person that they do not want to identify. I don't know. But this is what happens when you get mired in politics.
It's all about the he said, she said.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you get involved in politics, this is what happens.
So it got very heated that morning.
Oh, my God.
That's what I woke up to. And then they were all good. I would say by 6:25, they were fine.
Who apologized?
Nobody.
There was no apology?
No.
Why did there have to be an apology?
No one apologized, right? There was no need.
No, I think this is what we do for a living. We yell at each other, and then we go our separate ways.
Yeah, but why? I mean, like, if you're yelling at each other, it's one thing. But if you're yelling at each other, one of you gets up and leaves.
We've never apologized either, have we?
No.
I mean, he got up and left.
He did. He came back.
Did he come back in the segment that you were doing it?
The following segment.
He did.
I think everyone enjoyed it when I went to the first call and she referenced Evan Rogers. And I was like, oh boy,
okay. It was perfect.
And then someone wanted to know Al's final four.
Final four pick. That was the next call.
I was screaming. I put them right through.
Shopping.
I know I badmouth the callers when you're sitting there by yourself.
Yes.
Give me some callers.
That's exactly right. I understand.
Yeah. So you missed that last week. That was interesting. Then you had the Ryan Clark going after Tiki Barber because you had, and that started with the whole Tiki Saquon Barkley, Tiki tongue in cheek. You're dead to me. Ha ha ha. Saquon Barkley taking that literally, firing back at Tiki. Then Ryan Clark out of left field yelling at Tiki. Gio defends Tiki as Tiki's defending Tiki. And then they've gone back and
forth. Well, Gio now knew Ryan Clark,
yes,
right?
Correct.
I mean, he knew him from his time in Pittsburgh and in the locker room.
And I believe called him a D-bag the other day on the show. And then Ryan Clark responded back to Gio, you know where I'm at. And now he's in New York or whatever. And if you want to come meet me, we can.
What are
we
going to do? We got to fight? Gio and Ryan Clark going to fight now?
I have no idea.
I mean, you guys know how to stir it up when I'm not around. That's
Gio's
good.
Waking up under palm trees today. I don't think he's really concerned about it.
He should be concerned about it.
So you had that. You missed that. What else did he miss? Any other in-station dealings? Those were the two that I had written down. Oh, and then Alan Mina Kynes was a thing.
You're that.
That was a whole other thing. Then that was still surrounding the Aaron Rodgers stuff, right?
Yeah, that was just that. It just brought up her name with Charles Barkley and Gayle King as people that were kind of taking that as fact. And we had no facts yet.
Right. Except for the one woman who wrote the article.
But she didn't.
Yeah, and she was the one who said that Aaron Rodgers, said to her at a post Kentucky Derby race that he was talking about conspiracy and all of this other stuff. So she was the one that ultimately was the, and I guess the second person, which I guess they felt like they needed to have to at least corroborate some of this story, is somebody that we don't know who that is.
Right.
So that's the one thing I always wonder about journalists in this day and age, maybe not in the 50s and 60s when it was a little bit different with print, but we're in such a, just, you know, put your fingers to your device and, you know, get it out there. And I wonder how much fact-checking there is or needs to be from someone's boss.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're a little different. You play in the NFL. So, you have an NFL story. You're going to run with it. Why wouldn't you? But, like, let's say I had some sort of a story that I really believed this fact. Do I would think I got to go to Spike or the boss to find out if I can post it?
It depends on what the story is. I mean, like, I remember coming in the morning that they had the Rex Ryan foot fetish video. And I had done a Monday night game, I think, the night before, and I was tired. And Al and Craig were jumping around like, this is the greatest story that ever happened. And we have it first. And are we going to go with it? And I'm like, are we really going to go with this? Do we know this is him? Do we know this is him? And then Al was like, yeah, we know it's him. We know it's him. Something along those lines. And I was like... I don't know, did Chernoff come in that morning? Did we talk to him about it at all?
Here's all I know is I did my first segment with my shoes off and socks off and my feet up on the desk.
Yes, exactly. But I just think that sometimes that came out of nowhere. And that's the kind of story that I think you got to make sure what you're doing.
In terms of
that type of story.
Yes, but that's salacious. That's kind of like page six crap. This other stuff we're talking about really hurts people.
Well,
it's
this
a little
is,
different.
But yeah, but this is the thing about the Aaron Rodgers Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Agreed.
You can't just go out there and say that. You can't say that on ESPN, which is owned by Disney, which Jimmy Kimmel is the late night star.
All true.
What are you doing?
All true.
So now it's turnabout is fair play, and that's exactly what's happening with Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, and one of the conversations we were having, not to go down this road again, but since you weren't here, was, you know, G talking about how Jet fans are getting tired of the Aaron Rodgers thing. They might be believing this. And my point was, we don't know if it's true or if it's not true. The problem is the long list of things that he's been involved in. And while I do believe, and I thought this last year, and I still believe it coming into this year, that he'll be healthy, I think the Jets are going to be a damn good football team this year, and I think he's going to be all in on it. The problem is, if you're a Jet fan and you see it, I understand them being annoyed at all the other crap that surrounds him.
I would be annoyed, too. But the other thing, too, is that when Aaron did finally respond to what was being said about him, notice that he said he's on record. He used the word, I'm on record.
Because a video surfaced from when that happened of him on a Milwaukee television station where he was giving his condolences.
Right, I am on record. Yeah, yeah. These other conversations were not on record.
Right.
And that is the thing. And I don't know how well he knew this journalist. I guess they were introduced at this party. And I don't think the journalist was thinking that she was interviewing anybody. So they were just having a conversation, and that's where the lines get blurred.
Right, and that was the other part of the story. At what point is something on the record, off the record? Well, regardless of the topic for the moment in terms of this discussion, you know, when you're talking to someone and you don't think you're being interviewed for an article or for something that might come out later, when is it off base, out of bounds to then put it in print and report it as fact? And as a story, I mean, you live the life and you always talk about the whole thing when you were talking to beat reporters and columnists.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you think you're giving a beat reporter facts and what happened. And then they write an opinion piece on it.
Yes.
And that kind of, it's a little different, but somewhat similar in that it's not what you signed up for in terms of that interview at that time.
And it's not what we were told by the NFL.
Right.
We were told by the NFL and the PR staffs at the NFL that the beat reporters were the ones that just cover the facts. Cover what's going on, any news, any injuries, you know, and then all of a sudden I think the editors at the papers, the Daily News, of course, Newsday, and the New York Post, I think they told their writers, we need you to be more opinionated to make it more interesting.
No question.
As opposed to just a bland covering of the team. And I think that that took place in the mid-90s to today, because I think whether it's on the internet, writing for a particular entity, or just putting your own opinion out there, mm-hmm. that's all we're dealing with now, 100%. Very rarely is anything covered factually the way that you would like it to be covered, because we're all biased in the way that we think, so we're all going to be tied and, I think, emotional about what is being written about or what's being talked about. So in this way, I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers decides that he wants to get himself involved with RFK Jr., you know, whatever. And maybe RFK Jr. did this for what many people think is a publicity stunt, just to at least get his name out there so he can go have interviews again.
Well, sure, and get his name on the ballot, because they still have to do that. They don't have enough.
But, like, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be the vice president candidate.
So you're not wrong about that, clearly. But to me, and this is what I said to G, because at the time, how do you know if he is or he isn't? I went and watched the McAfee show with A.J. Hawk. No one knows Aaron Rodgers better than A.J. Hawk. And you know what A.J. Hawk said when McAfee said, could this be real? He threw his hands up in the air and said, it's Aaron Rodgers. Like, anything is possible. And he said, until we hear from him, he goes, I'm going to take it as, yeah, it's a possibility, essentially, is what he said.
Yeah,
and
like that's 1%.
True. Well, whatever.
He's getting paid over $30 million to play quarterback for the Jets.
But you also know they're not going to win.
Is he doing ayahuasca or something now? Or is he, where is he now?
Costa Rica with Jordan Poyer, I believe. I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Right? Okay. Does that sound right? Yeah, they were together with, it looked like a couple of ladies, and they were doing whatever they were doing by the beach.
Okay, well, Jordan, that's Jordan's wife, but I don't...
Yeah, I didn't mean a mistress, I just said a couple of ladies.
I was just thinking that they're down there doing the ayahuasca. He's probably trying to convince him to come play for the Jets.
Mm.
The Jets are trying to tell him, look, we'll put a team together, don't worry about it.
Yep.
And I think Joe Douglas, for the most part, has done what he was supposed to do here in this free agency period, and that was to shore up the offensive line, even though it is a little shaky because a couple of these guys come in with injury history, but I think he's trying to do exactly what he's supposed to do.
But building depth. You're right, injury prone.
That's what I feel about it. Yeah.
No doubt. And now the last piece you would think...
Now the question is the quarterback going to be running for vice president?
He's not going to be, but yeah. Who's the wide receiver that comes in now? I know they're talking with Mike Williams. Odell Beckham Jr. is out there as a rumored name. And you're talking about a two or a three, not a lead receiver.
No.
Seems like pretty good. Okay, no. All right.
No, I said you're right.
No Beckham, though, or is that what you're
saying? I don't know.
Well, those are the names that are out there. I think Mike Williams is meeting with them today. That would certainly be a nice
another guy
addition.
That gets hurt a lot.
He does, but again, you don't need, not need, you're not bringing him in here to be your lead guy. That's Garrett, right? We got that. You're talking about a two or a three and then try and build from there. And I guess an edge rusher, too, is something they would like to
get. But the other
thing,
too, is that this draft is deep with wide receivers. And I would say that there's probably a good chance for a couple edge rushers in the second round. But, you know, this just draft is really heavy with wide receivers, offensive tackles, you know, and obviously quarterbacks at the top of it.
Yep, no doubt. All right, we're just getting started. 6:16 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer's back, if you didn't notice. We will get into a little bit of his weekend at some point this morning. We're going to go around the world with Boomer, too. Sports World, News World, too. I got a couple of things for you later on. Just to get your take on it.
Are we doing Jerry games?
It's not a game.
Doing Jerry games.
No, no. It's going to be a quick little hitter of current events and your take on that.
Nice.
That's later. And
that's
And I think the Knicks can win an NBA championship. So all that and CeeLo coming up next on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, 25 after 6. What is up, Boomer and Geo program? Geo is somewhere on a beach, so we will see him again next week. The Booms is back. That's cool. 877-337-6666. Built Ford Tough Studio. Since I'm sitting here, that means CeeLo is there. Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
Good morning. You doing okay? Great. Yeah, I'm great.
You're right?
I'm awesome.
Things fine?
It's good to have you back.
Got a snap on anybody today?
Nope.
Or no?
No snappage.
All right.
I actually thought he held his composure pretty
honestly,
well.
I know this is all last week. It's an old story, but you know,
not for you.
No, it's not, because I looked at the video this morning, and I mean, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I was all good with everything we were discussing. The part that rubbed me the wrong way when I decided, well, I have other things I could do, is when he told me, you're talking too much. So I'm here to talk. If I wasn't talking, you guys would be saying, speak into the microphone. It's your job.
Peter.
So I was like, all right, if you want to take it, it's all yours.
You know what you should have done? You should have walked out. You should have elbowed him right in the side of the head.
Well, that's what you would do.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Who are you, man? Come on.
No, it's fine.
You can't just get up and walk away.
Well, first of all, to be clear, because okay. I know you just saw that truncated video.
Yes.
We were going to the first break. I normally leave the studio anyway to go back out and prepare.
Okay.
And I was going to come back in, but as Al said, and he's right, once he went to the calls, that interaction was going to be better than anything he and I were going to do together, and it was.
All right, but everybody's all good now. Everybody's
good. Jerry said 6:20. We did
happy,
the rest
nice,
of the
nice.
It was good by the end of the warm-up
it
show.
It was fine.
Yeah. No grudges. Nobody's carrying a grudge.
Not me.
Nobody put out any kind of missive on X.
No missives. No no passive-aggressive tweets. None of that. No.
You have a tendency to do that.
Well, that's why I'm making it clear that all there right. was no. This was okay. We dealt with this head-on, Boomer.
All right.
Face to face. I have other things I can do. I can go
then
get
go
audio.
Freaking
right.
do it.
Very good.
One of the guys on my trip, you know, was a big fan of the show. So I think I don't know if he was listening or saw just some of the stuff that you guys were putting out. And like every day I was going, do you see what happened today? Did you see what happened? I'm like, well, I don't know what happened. I don't want to know what happened.
Right.
I will tell you, in fairness to Chris, or actually to me, there have been numerous times now that this stuff has happened and I have been in this seat or that seat and thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
I even said to Al at one point in our back and forth, I was like, you know, if Jerry was sitting here today, what would he be telling you? He'd be like, oh, we wouldn't be talking about it. I'm like, well, there you go. It kind of makes the point for me.
Who brought up the initial subject? Was it Al or you?
Come on.
Happy Al.
Of course.
As Al leads that part of the
yes,
show.
Yes.
I love anything Aaron Rodgers.
He does.
Or media related.
And again, and I told him this. I was like, I'm not disagreeing with what you were saying. The part we were butting heads about was, I was like, he's going to have to address it. And he disagreed. And then, again, I was happy to engage in the back and forth debate. But once he basically told me to shut up, I'm like, okay, I will. That's fine.
What else?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, my God.
And then you went to break at 6:09.
WFAN Snapperhead Radio.
Yeah. Well, it sometimes gets heated at 5 o'clock in the morning. That is very true.
We are cranky, you know, from lack of sleep here and there. You know how it goes.
It's actually kind of fun when you NARPs go after each other.
Yeah.
It is.
Especially after the fact. We can laugh.
But you know what's funny about that? It's not usually when we're going after one another, it's actually not about sports. Like in terms of what happens on the field or the court or the ice, it's usually around sports.
Yes, okay. And
this, or cable
in this
TV.
Case,
or,
and in this case, Aaron Rodgers is around sports.
Correct.
It's like he's always around sports.
But yet it had nothing to do with him throwing three interceptions in a big game.
Exactly.
That would be narpy.
Oh, boy. He better come back and play good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's been four more years. You better prove it in year one.
Well, I mean, is it four more years there or four more years somewhere else?
I don't know the answer to that. Well, they're not winning anyway, so it doesn't matter. But one, two, three, 4 years, you ain't getting any younger, so you better hope so.
All right. So what do you got?
Yeah, let's do it. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. And just since you guys have been doing the fight stuff, did you read the latest tweets from Ryan Clark, or you just referenced... Did you see what he wrote last night?
No, I didn't see. He wrote something last night.
There were three tweets.
Oh,
three more. So after
at 10:03 at night.
So G responded.
Just to be clear, on the show yesterday.
Right. So Tiki said what he said. Saquon Barkley fired back. Ryan Clark gets involved. Tiki defends himself.
Right.
Gio then defends Tiki, goes at Ryan Clark.
Yes.
Clark goes back at Gio.
Right.
Gio again yesterday. Now you're saying there's a follow-up.
Oh, there's a follow-up. All right. There were three tweets from Ryan Clark again last night, 10:03.
Jesus.
He adds Tiki and Gio, so he tags them in the tweet. I'm in New York all week. Would love to meet anywhere you all would like. I have no problem. I didn't say you know where to find me. I said I'm easy to find. As in anything further, I'm willing to discuss in person as adult men and professionals. Once the jackasses and, another word I won't say, got to flying, there was no need to respond publicly. I spoke on my experiences with Tiki. No name calling, just my truth. He deserved his response and I let it be. But since you offered it, Gio, tagged again, I'm here at Tiki. I'm here. Let me know. So you all tell me when and where, or you all tell me where and I'm there. No camera, no mics, no public talking after. Three men in a room. Let me know, fellas. God bless.
About 345 Hudson, just like right out front, like Chris Carlin and Gio. I'll sit in the Uber and I'll just wait to see what happens.
Yeah, well, the difference is he might actually get punched in the face then. Who knows?
Yeah, but it's interesting because I think Ryan went after Tiki because what the whole Saquon Barkley thing, right? I mean,
yeah, which was a misunderstanding.
And Tiki was tongue-in-cheek by the whole thing, in which he then took seriously. But legitimately... Gio knows Ryan Clark from his time in Pittsburgh in the locker room.
Yeah.
And from Gio's perspective as covering the team, that was his take on it.
Yes, and gave an example of one specific reporter that he went after.
Okay. Is it true? I believe it was.
Well, I would certainly think so if he told the story. I hope so.
You would like to think just like Pamela Brown told the story. You'd like to think that it's true.
True. The only difference I would think in this case... as far as I would know, is that this was in a locker room setting, so there would be other people around that would have witnessed it. I don't know about the other Pamela Brown thing. I have no idea.
So was Gio's take on the whole thing that he was shocked that Ryan Clark is in media because of the way he treated the media?
No, just more that it's ironic that the way he treated the media, now he's a media member, although Ryan Clark, when he went after this reporter, according to Gio, told him, one day I'll be doing your job better than you.
Okay.
So I don't know. I wasn't in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
G's gone, so maybe next week we can get those three together.
Doubt
and they can hash
Kumbaya.
It out. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's get to some actual sports here as the Knicks finished with a bang last night in San Francisco.
Hart gets away, throws it up ahead. McBride's going to go up and throw it down. There's the exclamation point. What a victory on the road tonight for the Knicks. Mm. And Deuce McBride with a career-high 29 points.
That's Mike Breen with
I'll tell you what. Josh Hart, 48 minutes.
Yeah.
McBride, 47 minutes. I mean, Thibodeau's just going to ride these guys. But you can say whatever you want. When they are on and they play defense, even though they gave up 112 points last night.
But yeah, but they went wire to wire. They never trailed. McBride in the first half was ridiculous. Jalen Brunson is, I can't say it enough, how good the guy is. And it's not just the fact that he kind of controls the game. He does everything. Sees the floor well, puts guys in position.
Calms everybody down.
Yeah. When you need a bucket, he makes a shot. Some of the no-look passes last night, just everything about what he is doing, it's unbelievably impressive.
Well, they hit their shots. You know, Josh Hart was 0-for-6 from 3-point land, but he's out there for different reasons.
But you had DiVincenzo doing what he was doing. Hartenstein is not only scoring inside; he had some really good passes to open guys. Like, there's not You want to tell me they gave up too many points? All right, fine. In this day and age, 112 is not that big a deal.
Previous games against the 76ers, they played defense.
I said it's a nitpick because I can't come up with one thing that they didn't do well at. They didn't turn the ball over. They rebounded. They played defense. They play unselfishly. They're good.
And the Warriors are one of the best offensive teams in basketball, let's face it. And you're beating them on their home court, much like they beat you on your home court.
Yep. And they did have Curry. They did have Draymond Green. They did have Klay Thompson. Trayce Jackson-Davis, the kid from Indiana, played great last night, and they still beat them.
Hey, Portland, Sacramento, Golden State, and now Denver.
Mm-hmm. You were looking for 2-2. You're at 3-0 already.
I was looking for, like, just get me one win on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem is that Cleveland's staying ahead of them.
Yeah, but we were worried when the last few weeks, before Anunoby came back, that they were going to fall down into the play-in. And I know we still got games to go, but they're holding their own.
Yeah, 100%. Well, what is this? Now, Anunoby's coming back to New York to have this elbow looked at again?
Yeah, well, I think what I read was, maybe I got ahead of it, I thought that they did an MRI already and it came back clean.
Yes,
but he just has soreness and he has inflammation.
Right, so was it the...
which they did expect.
Was it the Portland game? Or
he was screaming?
The second Sixers game, because he was on the court and in obvious discomfort.
So it was the first game of the road trip, wasn't it?
Portland
was.
Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
Then Sacramento, then Golden State.
But he's out there yelling on the court, and he and Thibodeau afterwards said, well, he's going to have some soreness, he's got to push through it, but obviously now...
Gotta love Tibbs.
Yeah, I mean, Anunoby said it as well, to be fair. So, I mean, you had the Woj report yesterday before the game. Not only was he going to miss last night, but he could miss additional games. So there's sort of a question mark about that right now. But
just be right in May.
Any update on Julius Randle? I'm still holding until like the first week of April.
I haven't seen. Last I saw was he still wasn't cleared for full contact. He was doing some simulated
light
stuff or controlled
stuff
in practice. So not exactly sure timeline.
Like basketball activities.
Yeah,
they
do
baseball activities.
Yeah, basketball activities,
but minus
full contact. So, right. From a contact standpoint, I think Mitchell Robinson was a little further along, but who the heck knows?
They're going to need, if they're going to win a championship like Jerry thinks they're capable of doing, they're going to need all hands on deck.
Of course.
You know, because when we get to the playoffs, it's a completely different animal. Same thing in the NHL. You know that.
Yes. I do, but I think this team plays playoff style basketball.
They play great together. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And they
team
play
chemistry.
Defense. They do play defense, but let's face it, Boston is loaded.
I didn't say it was going to be easy, but they are capable.
Yes. All right, well, we'll do more on the Knick game from last night as we go throughout the morning here. As we touch on Anunoby's injury, you've got another injury for the Yankees. DJ LeMahieu's got a significant bone bruise after he fouled a ball off his foot. It's the same foot that's bothered him the last couple of years. X-rays and CT scans negative, but opening day status is now in question. So add him to the list along with Garrett Cole.
Misses a week or two, cares? He's 35.
No, the list of guys who already at the beginning of the year.
They'll
have something
be fine.
They'll be fine. If you watch the last 2 years,
they'll be fine.
What was your guys' take on the fact that Marcus Stroman didn't want to take the ball for opening day in Houston?
I didn't have any, like, there were some people that were in the camp of how dare he. Then there were others that, you know what, he was told this is his rotation. He's working towards it. Why screw it up? And I want to start the home opener. It's Yankee Stadium. It's going to be amazing.
He wants to start the home opener.
Yeah.
Which is what he's in line to do.
That was my only question.
I understand that. Yeah, he's got the third game in Houston.
Yes.
Correct.
And then that would give him the
home
game.
He's in line.
Lines him up, yeah.
I have no issue with it.
I'm good with the routine stuff. I understand all of that. My only question was, if they were opening at home, would he have flipped?
I think that's possible,
He seems very into the home opener.
He's really into the whole Yankee Stadium thing, yeah.
I get that, and I respect that, but it's like, are you going to make it about the routine thing, or is it really about the home opener?
And they got Nestor Cortes starting the game.
You know what I think? I think, you know, if the team comes to you and asks you to do something for the team, you do it.
Well, I think it depends on how that conversation went. Did they go to him and say, Marcus, we need to change things up. You're starting in Houston to open the season. He's like, yeah, no. Or were they like, hey, what do you think about this? Where's your head at? Your routine? And maybe he said, you know what, I'm really more comfortable with where I'm at right now to start game three and then what we decided on. Depends on how the conversation went.
If this is a playoff series or a late season series with a division title on the line, it's the first. I get it, it's opening day, but it's the first of 162. Guys are going to miss starts here and there. You know, it is what it is. Does it really matter?
No, I don't think it does, quite frankly. I think they got Nestor Cortes going. He is pitching in the series. You got Rodon, who's healthy, who did pitch well yesterday.
5 2/3, no hit innings. And then did you get to see who took him out of the game?
I did.
Yeah, this was cool.
Joe Torre takes the ball from Carlos Rodon after 5 2/3 no hit innings. What a sight to see that legend back in uniform.
Joe Torre's in uniform down there in Tampa this week. That was Ryan Rucco on Yes. So
what are they
Torre
doing
got there? A nice hand.
It's right up Al's alley.
Boone invited
an 80-year-old walking out to the mound in full uniform.
It's funny. Al said, he's like 90. And I said, he's not 90.
No,
I
looked,
he's
80.
He's 83.
He's 83. Yeah. Well, I mean,
looks good, sounds good. I saw he did a one-on-one with Meredith the other day.
1996 is a long time ago
now. I understand. I do. So anyway, good day for Rodon against the Phillies. If the Yankees, though, were hoping, or if Yankee fans, I should say, were hoping that this Blake Snell thing was going to happen, it's not. He is signing with the Giants, 2 years, $62 million plus an opt-out after this season. So
the Giants basically took all of the Boros clients that no one else wanted.
I guess.
Right? They've
been looking to spend money these last couple years.
And got shorter contracts, by the way.
Well,
which is good.
Yes, and the idea that anybody would be upset that the Yankees didn't sign Blake Snell, to me, he's a I know he won the Cy Young. He's a five-inning pitcher. He walks a ton of guys.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yes. First four action tonight in Dayton. You got Wagner and Howard as part of that. We're going to join Westwood One's tournament action in progress here on The Fan following Nets-Pelicans, which is 7:20 coverage. And quickly before I go, you got the Rangers in Winnipeg tonight.
Oh, yeah.
News on Ryan Lindgren, I would say encouraging.
Yep.
Sounds like a couple of weeks, not season endings. You've got Lindgren and Trouba down right now, but sounds like Bolt should be back.
And you went to Quinnipiac, right?
Yes, Colin Graf.
Yeah.
Yes, they're Hobey Baker Award, not favorite, but candidate.
Yeah.
The Rangers are apparently on the short list of bringing him aboard.
All right, well, it's good. All right, I like it. You know, look, they're playing great, man, this last couple games, but now this little next stretch, they're playing some really good teams.
As are the Islanders, by the way.
Yes.
I said last week I got dismissed very quickly.
Okay.
By Eddie.
Oh, no, absolutely, because Al doesn't remember it. You weren't here.
I was 8 and living in Virginia. I was watching, I was more locked in on the Rangers than the Knicks side of it.
All I said was, the momentum of these two teams, the way they've played, feels like, doesn't mean they're winning the Stanley Cup or an NBA championship, but it feels like 94 to me.
Thank you, Jerry. I would agree with you.
I asked Eddie, and he didn't skip a beat. No.
Here's the thing. Like, so tonight's a game. So like, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the game. Yeah. I cannot wait to watch the game. And every single one of these Rangers games, since they got off to that great start, it's been appointment TV. Like, you do not want to miss any of these games. So much so that I'm down in the DR and I'm watching games.
Nice.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, the guy that I was staying with actually was able to get MSG or ESPN and TNT.
Huh.
It's crazy.
It's amazing how you could get that done. Sounds perfect.
I don't
know
how he got it done, but he got it done.
Out of the country, tons of golf, and watching
satellite.
The Rangers out of market.
You'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
Right,
you know what? A hockey game, some Casamigos after a nice round of golf,
man.
Sounds great
to
phenomenal.
Me. Yeah, sign me up.
All right, we'll take a break, Chris. We will see you next
degrees.
Hour.
Come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's great to have you with us on a Tuesday. Boomer and GOG on his way to some tropical island. 877-337-6666. We're going to save the football for top of the hour. Just more on the Knicks, but we'll take one quick call since it is basketball related. Lorelei in Orient Point, New York. Good morning, Lorelei. How are you?
Good morning.
morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm all right.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm also a graduate boomer of East Islip High School, 1976.
Right before me. Yeah, you were a senior when I was a sophomore.
Yes, and my brother graduated in 79 or 78.
Yeah, so he was right in my wheelhouse.
Yes. So, anyway, so but that's not what I'm calling about. We watched a segment on your show with a talking about one of the professional basketball players, and I do not watch professional basketball, and I wanted to share the reason why. First of all, when I was in school, we did play basketball, and one of the biggest things that they kept calling us out on was traveling. And I cannot watch professional basketball because they dribble the ball once and they're down the end of the field, and I feel they don't play real basketball.
You know what? It is a frustrating thing for a lot of NBA fans. I will tell you that. And meanwhile, when you watch a college basketball game, they call traveling all the time.
They do call. And
it's
crazy. You know, they also call palming the basketball.
Palming the basketball in college, which they don't do in the NBA. Look, this is what the NBA wants. This is what all professional leagues want. They want lots of points. They want lots of shots. They don't want their stars getting, you know, the ball taken away from them because they do a Euro step. This is this big Euro step thing. So it's unfortunate, but I think at the end of the day, what they want is a good product that is entertaining and high scoring. Now, our Knicks do not do that. I mean, they did that last night, but for the most part, our Knicks are a little bit mindful of that 90 season, like in that 90 generation.
Yeah.
They actually do play defense.
They're one of the few teams that plays defense. So I'll give you the moment last night, and clearly I watched this game when I came in. I didn't stay up to watch it because of when it started. The moment in this game where I sat there and said, damn, about this team. Now, the Warriors aren't what the Warriors were, but you're still boasting Hall of Famers on that team. You're still on the road in their building. The place is alive. At about, I want to say, around 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, the Warriors are making a run. Now, the Knicks have led throughout. We see this all the time in the NBA, especially when a road team has a lead for much of the game. The home team comes back, and they wind up on a run. They win the game, blah, blah, blah. So the Knicks, who led in by double digits in the third quarter, the Warriors get on one of these runs. They pull to within, I think it was four. It might have been six, but I think it was four. Thibodeau calls timeout. He draws up a play. They get a bucket, a stop, and a bucket, and it goes from four to eight or nine, just like that. And they were able, because of, and I really do believe, because of Brunson, because of the way Hart was playing, because all of these guys and the way they play together, momentum stopped, and they had the answer. Every single time Golden State charged at them, they were able to stop it.
You know what? Jay Wright did something with these guys.
Well, and so that brings
I
up- just
I think that, you know, the fact that they have this Villanova pedigree and they know how to play with each other and they understand that, you know, I would think that Jay Wright would be like, you know, we're a Philly school, we're going to be tough, we're going to be nasty, we're going to be in your face, and they've carried that into their NBA careers.
Al asked me something. I would say 2 years ago, why don't NBA teams try and put together successful collegiate teams at the NBA level?
And I got one right here.
Right. And I always said, well, it's not possible. You can't do that because you can't just go grab the starting five from Kentucky and put them on your team. Guys go in different directions. And yet here we are now in the 23-24 season, and you're kind of seeing it, and you're seeing the chemistry. You know what you also see? A team that likes playing with one another.
That's what it looks like.
And it's not a collection of stars. It's an actual team. And I'm telling you, it pains me to say it as a non-Knick fan. This is a likable group.
But it's I think they need everybody. They need everybody back if they're going to go for a championship.
Agreed.
Now, the big question for me, we're seeing Ananobi go through some of it now with the elbow and how he's struggling a little bit with it. I don't know what Julius Randle is going to look like when he comes back.
You don't.
He's certainly not going to be the Julius Randle that we have seen over the last, you know, 3 to 4 years. And he's gotten better each year he's been here. I just can't imagine with a shoulder injury like he had being the same physical presence that he was prior to that injury.
So two things you said right there. Number one, the key point about Ananobi is what he's dealing with now. Not in late April, not in May, right now. And so you hope that he gets through this inflammation and this soreness within a week, 2 weeks, whatever it takes, as long as he's good to go. Because the one thing about Ananobi that's pretty clear, he steps on the floor, he's ready to go. The way he plays, all of a sudden, it's almost like he's at 100% immediately. The Randall one is interesting because of we don't know how much time it's going to take him to get back to where he was. It might take a game, two games, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And if that's the case, it could be too late in terms of him getting back to full strength. But even without Randall, as much as I do think you need him, if you end up with Mitchell Robinson for the stretch run and the postseason, if you get a healthy OG Anunoby, I do agree you need Randall, but I think they've got enough to be good enough to make a deep run through the Eastern Conference.
You know, as bad as the Knicks have been for 25 years, whatever the hell it is, and they've had their moments. They had the Carmelo moment. They had, you know, the Julius Randle moment, but then they get, you know, beat by Atlanta and it becomes ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you think about the way that Leon Rose patiently has put this particular team together and has not lost a lot of major assets and added the right type of person and personalities. And, you know, Precious Achiuwa is one of those guys.
Yeah, sure.
Like when he was thrown in the trade, like, I didn't really know that much about him.
I didn't think much of it at all.
And because of injury and because of need, he gets to play a lot. And he makes so many significant plays during the game that you're like, you know, that trade, the trade for Josh Hart last year and then signing him into an extension, signing Jalen Brunson as a free agent, bringing in Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, just that group of guys right there, those decisions are finally like a Knick decision or a group of decisions that you could actually be proud of.
You know what also goes to show? We would kill, and we did, and everyone did. You killed Dolan for being too patient with whoever he put in place.
Either that GM. Or nobody wanted to come here, Jerry. That's
well, that might be too, but the fact of the matter is he was too patient. He gave his guys way too long. He fell in love with Isaiah Thomas. Phil Jackson was here too long. Well, he's been patient with Leon Rose at this point, too, and it's worked out because of a couple of good moves. And now, not for nothing, you look around, the best owner in baseball in sports right now in New York, given the way the two teams are playing, is right now James Dolan.
Yeah, and I know that's hard for people to really wrap their head around, but
the Rangers have been good for a long time.
The Rangers have been a really good team, and they ripped it down and had to go through a rebuild, which is almost impossible. And this is what the Mets are trying to do right now.
No doubt.
You know, have quality players, put a quality product on the field with knowing that you're not going to win a championship. But I will say that, and I've told you guys this for years and years and years, Jim Dolan will spend as much money as he possibly can to try to win a championship. The problem is he has spent the money on the wrong people to run the franchise. Mm-hmm. Maybe Donnie Walsh was
the right guy. Yeah, I agree with you. And that ended the wrong way.
And now, you know, he finally goes to Leon Rose, and that was it wasn't out of the blue for me because, you know, he was signing these Leon Rose, these players. I'm like, well, just make him the GM for God's sake.
As we know, we heard the audio last week. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick break. Coming up on 7:00 here in New York on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It is the Boomer and Geo program on a Tuesday.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.